All right, it's Friday, so it's time to welcome back my friend from Freedom Works, Mr. Killian Lafferty, here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel. How are you, sir?
Hey, happy to be here. I'm doing quite well. How about yourself?
Well, it's Friday, so we're in a good place already in that regard. So, initial reactions to whatever that was on CNN last night.
Oh, Lord. Well, there were definitely some blank stares going on from the President of the United States. You just got to watch and wonder what's going through his head sometimes, because obviously it's not much.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is that the conditions were ripe for anybody outside of President Trump. Most presidents, they have a favorable crowd. The questions are already pre-planned. It's pretty incredible, even with everything being set up to come out with a favorable outcome. It still is an absolute train wreck, because whatever you want to say about Biden's mental, the state of his mental health, it's not right. It's not there, and you can't trust the guy to just say the basic answers. You could never trust him to say the basic answers, but now it's even worse that he kind of just rattles stuff off.
Yeah, it's honestly baffling that they let him keep doing things like this. After all, they pull him after every single press conference rather than answering any questions, because they know full well that this guy can't handle long periods of speaking, let alone answering questions and talking off the cuff.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. And whatever you think, it's just terrible to I think it is, because the guy clearly doesn't know what he's saying, and you could say his stuff is being piped in or whatever. He's just not fit for it, and he looks tired, especially if you think he has something like dementia. Of course, all speculation. People are like, dementia or whatever the case may be. You don't put somebody out like that, or even the fact, was he like 80 in his advanced age? You don't put somebody out like that late at night. Because they're just that's the worst time of day for them. They're not really at their best strength.
No, absolutely not. I think he's 79 too, so he hasn't even crossed the 80 threshold yet of his presidency. I could be wrong, but I think he's not quite there yet.
He's getting up to it. You're listening to Killian Lafferty, my friend and guest from freedomworks.org, here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. And of course, the biggest issue that we have out there is the supply chain backlog. And I think people, Killian, I've been trying to tell people it is not a natural event. It is obviously a reaction to shutting down the economy back in 2020. It's a reaction to the stuff that's the laws in California. It's a reaction to the vaccine jab mandate. All of these things. If you got rid of the California law that said you can't have a tractor trailer before 2009, if you got rid of the jab mandate, if you got rid of a lot of these oppressive government regulations, I mean, it wouldn't turn around overnight, but there would not be this manufactured crisis.
Oh, you're absolutely right on that. Like, there's real concerns about how this vaccine mandate coming down the pipelines from OSHA that we haven't actually seen yet, how that's going to affect truckers and whatnot trying to actually distribute the goods to, you know, have fully stocked grocery store shelves. Basic things like that circle back stack you will belittle and call the great case of the missing treadmill that's 2 or 3 days late. Mm. Like, this is not good. And it's all because, for the most part, of these COVID lockdowns, effects from them, the vaccine mandate, restrictions on, say, in California, you have heavy restrictions on non-unionized truck drivers. It is absolutely ridiculous, and it is entirely self-inflicted.
And the issue is that voters are already, you know, in poll after poll, they're getting angry for rising prices at gas pumps. And Biden stumbled around last night. He said, there's nothing I could do to stop the rising gas prices. It's like, really? You shut down every piece of energy that is possible here in these United States, and then you're begging the Russians and people in OPEC for help while you're shutting down stuff here for some kind of ridiculous clean energy goal. He's condescending on that. There's the condescending attitude, like you said, from Jen Peppermint Psaki about the tragedy of the delayed treadmill. And they can continue to be snarky, but voters are getting mad. Here's my problem, though, Killian. Even if, you know, you vote harder and you get people into the House, there's really nothing you can do for the foreseeable future because this regime, as we like to call it here on the Crusade Channel, is firmly in control of all this stuff in Congress. Let's be honest, outside of the guy you used to work for, Representative Massey and Rand Paul and a couple others, seem more than willing to let the American people suffer.
Yeah, this administration has been an unmitigated disaster. It is absolutely shocking to see how far down the crapper we have gone and how quickly that's happened. And, you know, one of the most alarming things that I heard from the president last night was when he was talking about gas prices, and he said it was largely up to Saudi Arabia. This coming from the president, who one of his first things, I believe it was his first day in office, was issue an executive order halting the lease of all new federal lands for gas extraction, oil extraction, and just put a flat-out stop to it, causing such a crisis that months later, we were begging OPEC for oil. Mm. It is not at all what we should be doing. By the end of the previous administration, we were energy independent, and that is something that we need to be celebrating more, not this begging OPEC for more oil, crossing our fingers, hoping that Saudi Arabia gives us better prices. This is not what we should be doing.
Yeah, and Biden almost seems, and the regime seem almost happy to let these things continue to struggle. And the host, my colleague Mike Church, made a very good point that in the winter gas prices go down. You know, gas prices usually go down in the winter because people aren't driving, anything of that nature. Yet the regime is very happy to say, hey, prices are going to go up. We'll talk about Biden's quote last night when he said, well, I could open up the reserve and it would only lower it at about 18 cents. And I'm thinking to myself, do you really? Obviously, these people don't care. Obviously, when the price of gas is $3.15 a gallon or $3.25 a gallon, 18 cents is a hell of a lot of money per gallon to drop it. So this is that that condescending tone where it's like, ha, it's only 18 cents. It's not like it's going to do a lot of good. It's like, no, you lower it by every cent you can. But they don't care. And they really are this disconnect between the elites and your average American is becoming more and more apparent by the day. And yet we're in such a situation that we feel we have to rely on the feds to fix this. And that's a problem in and of itself.
Oh, yeah, and there's more that this administration could do if they really wanted, and Congress, if they really wanted to help lower gas prices. Like Yvette Harrell, a great freshman rep out of New Mexico, has a bill called the Pump Act. It was actually a FreedomWorks Bill of the Month back in June, I believe, which would suspend the federal gas tax until we got this all sorted out. There's a lot more that we can do providing relief for families and actually drilling and bring jobs and creating American energy that this administration and this current Congress just refuses to do because they are beholden to an environmentalist Green New Deal woke bait.
Yeah. The only problem is I don't really have a lot of faith in Congress. Even if you were to get our boys back in there, the whole thing, Killian Lafferty from Freedom Works joins me here in the Barrett Brief. I mean, let's say you get 50 seat turnaround in the House of Representatives and Joe Manchin goes independent. And it's just like all the things that people are dreaming, wishing, hoping, thinking, praying for happen. What is Congress going to do? Congress has shown in the past that they make speeches, they go on Meet the Press, they go and they do all these things. And then when a time comes to actually make policy that can help out your average Americans, they're kind of like, oh, well, you know, we don't want to step on the toes of the president. They always, you know, they bend the knee to the executive branch. And it's pretty pathetic in that regard.
No, it's feckless legislating. You're absolutely right here. And we have the right to be angry at the results we have gotten from this Congress and even the previous administration. And going back quite some time with the governance we've got. Even when we had the House, Senate, presidency, Supreme Court, for that matters, the whole enchilada from 2016 to 2018, or even for 5 years in the early 2000s under the Bush administration, we didn't see, we saw what, a tax cut bill? We need more conservative wins.
Yeah.
Plain and simple, we need wins, and we're not getting them. So we need to start taking names down of these people that are promising whatever, giving floor speeches out the wazoo and acting like the good conservative when it's easy, when they're in the minority. And then once we actually get the majority, get someone in the White House that aligns with our values, we got to hold them accountable. And we have not been doing that. And it is absolutely feckless.
I agree. The chicken-hearted Republicans. You're listening to Killian Lafferty here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. Speaking of pushing back, speaking of anything that's happening here, the big question, we mentioned it a little bit when we were talking about the truck driving bill or the issue with the truck drivers, but it is the issue of our time. It shouldn't be, but it is. It's the mandates. It's the mandates that are coming down from the from the feds, from the executive branch via OSHA. By the way, the reason why nobody knows what's happening with OSHA is because the executive order has actually not ever been written. Biden said some stuff, and then corporations ran with it and said, "Oh, well, you know, the government's going to make us." But now you have In-N-Out Burger, you have Southwest Airlines, you have GM. Yesterday, you had plant workers walk out on them. You have Delta, which canceled theirs. You're having massive backlash. You have Allison Williams leaving ESPN from this mandate. And it really shows that the feds really think we are nothing but just ants, that they'll tell us, listen, you're going to get this jab and we're all going to line up to do it. But we're also seeing at least H.R. 5360, which is FreedomWorks' bill of the month for the month of October. Do you want to talk about H.R. 5360?
Yeah, so Andy Biggs, Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, he's the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, real leader for pushing for true conservative principles and actually putting pressure on leadership to give these things a vote once we get the majority and really see that conservative governance that we were just talking about. Has introduced H.R. 5360. So this is a bill, the Freedom from Mandates Act, which would prevent that OSHA regulation from ever coming to fruition, or that OSHA executive order, undo the previous two executive orders that Biden has already put in place. Those would be for federal workers and federal contractors, and prevent the, the Secretary of Labor, as well as Medicare and Medicaid, from producing any sort of vaccine mandate. So this is a sweeping, comprehensive piece of legislation that would really put a stop to what the administration is doing. Now, again,
keep going. No, please keep going.
This is something that is important to have out there. Of course, Speaker Pelosi is never going to give this a vote, and Joe Biden would never sign this. But this is what we need to be seeing. This kind of bold conservative principle being spouted by our members of Congress and then acting on it once we get in office. So even if we have a guy in the White House that we like, we have all chambers of Congress very much like to see a bill quite like this preventing any sort of vaccine mandate from coming down the pipeline in the future from different administrations. Who knows? We might find ourselves in this situation again. God, I hope not, but These are very real possibilities, and Andy Biggs and the House Freedom Caucus are doing a great job of getting out in front of this issue and leading the way.
Well, I mean, that's really the only thing that should be done. You're listening to Killian Lafferty here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, is that we need to look at, and before, you know, we talk about being on the left or the right, remember that the mandates, all of them can be traced back to the masks, whether you're positioned on them or not. And people don't like me when I make this point, but it's a point that has to be made. You know, I feel for the police officers that are walking off the job in Chicago and L.A. and New York and Seattle. I do. They're being forced out. But at the same time, these are the same dudes that a year ago at this time were busting in doors of businesses and taking and shutting people down and arresting people for not wearing masks. So the idea that this anti-mandate, I don't know if this mandate bill would even cover the a way to not do that at the federal level. Now, states do whatever states do. It's the idea that mandates, period, need to go away. That is communist, socialist, authoritarian thinking. And we can't hide behind this idea of the greater good. So I appreciate the fact that this bill is out there. I know the guy you used to work for, Thomas Massey, he's out there telling people, and they need to understand, it's not law. What Biden said is not law. I know the legacy media is telling you, oh, well, Biden came out and said this jab mandate. No, it's not law. The legislative branch hasn't voted on it. An executive order isn't something that's permanent. And this stuff needs to be repeated, and it needs to be talked about. And maybe, I don't have a lot of hope, Killian. I'm just being honest with you. I know you and I talk about this stuff. It's good to still talk about it. But maybe if we talk about it, enough people get behind it, and you can at least get this type of deal out there and signed. Because we need to have, what's the lesson we need to learn from this? We need to learn that the federal government should never be in charge of any kind of health crisis or economic. That's got to be a state thing. We're 50 individual states, and each individual state needs to handle itself on its own, like Florida, like Texas. If California wants to mask every single person and dogs, let them. But don't tell me that the people here in Texas or Florida or Alabama have to follow what those insane people do.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's really troubling to see this current administration telling governors to get out of the way if they agree with them. It is sickening, and it goes against our entire idea of federalism that our government is built on. Federalism is a feature. It is a protection of individual liberty, and it allows for states to come up with their own unique policy solutions in our laboratories of democracy from sea to shining sea. And oftentimes we forget that, and it's obvious that the current resident of the White House has forgotten that, along with many other things he's forgotten.
Yeah, I agree completely in that regard. So check it out. I'll drop this link in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat if you want to read up on that. Looks like we're running out of time here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, Mr. Killian Lafferty, my guest, joining me from FreedomWorks. Let them know where they can find you, sir.
Yeah, so you can find FreedomWorks on our website, freedomworks.org. That has all of our op-eds, our blog posts, press releases. Highly encourage you to check that out. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at FreedomWorks, all one word, capital F, capital W.
All right, Killian, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk next week.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.